So I'm here with Evan and Andrew from High and One Eye. Are y'all both from New Orleans originally?
Yes. Both from here. Born and raised.
Where y'all from in New Orleans?
We're from the West Bank, Harvey and Gretna. Yeah.
What is it about the West Bank that produces so much good music?
I don't know, man. There's, like, in the past couple of years, there's been a ton of, like, Fatter Than Albert and, like, Pumpkin. There's been an obscene amount of bands that have been coming out of the area that are just, like, phenomenal. I don't know. Maybe because there's nothing else to do besides make awesome music.
How'd y'all come together?
Well, we've been friends for, like, the longest time. We went to middle school, same high school. Now we're both at Loyola. And we formed around our junior year of high school.
How would y'all best describe your sound?
We call ourselves, like, experimental math rock, I guess. We're instrumental, two-piece.
What do you feel is the biggest misconception about instrumental music?
I don't know. With a lot of instrumental bands, there's kind of, like, this ongoing boredom that a lot of people feel because it's pretty monotonous and doesn't really go anywhere. But we'd like to take it as if we're, like, kind of telling a story or, like, basing it off of something else. So it makes it more interesting, trying to, like, fill the void of, like, without vocals, you know? So trying to do everything at once. All our songs, we try to keep them at least different from the other ones, so it's not like we're hearing the same song reproduced over and over again. We try to, like, give, like, a different feel to each song just so everything's a little bit different and unique.
You been enjoying Faubourg so far? You been liking it?
Yeah, it's awesome. I played here Friday with Newgrass Country Club.
Oh, nice.
At Maison. It was a lot of fun, and, yeah, everyone's been really nice, and it's been pretty fun. I'm looking forward to tonight.
Y'all have a favorite set you've seen so far?
I saw Zorch yesterday at Maison for A Smile With The Knife, our good friends, and they were pretty awesome. I downloaded their EP like a week before this, and I didn't realize they were playing, and then I saw them. It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like Zorch, and I'm looking forward to Pumpkin.
Do you have a favorite venue to play in New Orleans?
Our local favorite seems to be somewhat Dragon's Den. I mean, we get a lot of gigs here, but we played Maison upstairs like not too long ago, and that was a lot of fun. We had a good crowd there. Can't really miss with good venues around here. I mean, we've played at a few of them, and they've all been really nice. We can always find people to play with, and we never usually play with the same, like, three people every time. You know, it's always with a different artist constantly.
Because there's so much quality stuff.
Yeah, there's so much, like, difference in type of music, too, so it's pretty eclectic shows constantly.
And you were saying you played with Newgrass on Friday. Do you have fun trying different styles of music?
Yeah, I mean, that band's completely different than what we do. I mean, it's like, you know, bluegrassy folk type stuff, and I play bass for that, and it gives me room to do, like, a lot more fun stuff and, like, run around and be weird. And
you always find yourself trying to do something new and just try to change it up.
Usually if we, like, do anything, we're not gonna, like, we're gonna do something new today. We just kind of do something, and, like, a majority of the time, I guess, it's new.
A lot of our music is improvised based, so you'll never hear the same song the same way, because I don't like to write out my drum parts, and I don't know. We're jazz-based kids, I guess.
And that's to keep things exciting for you in the crowd, because you'll never see the same show twice.
The way we see it, I mean, people are going to hear the songs on the record whenever we, like, produce a record that, you know, it's be kind of just, like, boring if you see the exact same thing live. So we decide to change it up a little bit live and just kind of go with that.
You guys work without a set list every time you play?
Pretty much. We just kind of call it like we see it. I think the last time we had a set list was, like, a year or two ago when we were just trying to be organized, but we're like, this, I mean, it doesn't matter. We just kind of went up there and winged it, just played music instead of, like, calculating it out.
Do you really enjoy that freedom, sort of?
Yeah, the freedom is really nice, especially when we go into, like, our improv states. I like being it because, like, we can read each other's minds, so it makes it almost sound like it's part of a song. And so, like, when we improv, it's almost like it was planned, but it's fun. Yeah.
How long did it take for you guys to develop a sort of connection?
Well, we started going to NOCA when, like, the first year we formed High One Eye, and, like, that jazz background kind of, like, helped us, you know, use our ear more and, like, listen to each other a lot more. So we got to, like, get used to playing with each other, like, during then, and then from there just, like, playing with each other the most. Being in a two-piece is really easy because we can, you know, bounce back and forth. You know, the feel would be definitely completely different with, like, you know, a quartet or a quintet. I just enjoy the two-piece more. It's a lot, like, less stressful, and I think it's a lot more organic between us two. Makes it sound a lot better.
Are y'all thinking about a record?
Yeah. We have an EP that we put out last August and then a single in October. We're working on an LP right now that's going to probably be released in the summer, and that's going to be, like, my goal by the end of, like, 2010 is to at least have, like, one or two more EPs or one or two more LPs, so we're going to have a bunch of stuff coming.
When y'all record, do you record most of it live?
We do if the song involves a lot of improv. Like, on the EP, we have a song called Digital Messiah, and, like, it just has one main riff, and the rest of the song is just improv, so we had to do that one live. But the way we recorded the rest is just that I just played and then overdubbed his drum tracks.
Do you like the challenge and, like, freedom of being able to just improv so much?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a challenge because, I mean, no one really can really tell if you mess up, but you know if you mess up, so you kind of have to, like, work, you know, work your way through it, and if you beef, then it's not a big deal. You just, like, kind of play off of that, so.
I like improv because when we mess up, we just recuperate like we didn't mess up, and people think, hey, wow, that was really cool, they didn't mess up right there. And this also keeps it new and exciting. And if I played in the band where it was do the same thing over and over again, I'd probably quit that band.